我在山东青岛度过一次春节。
I made ducklings with my friend's family, and then on New Year's Eve, and then we ate them at midnight.
我和我朋友的家人在除夕夜包饺子，并且在午夜吃饺子。
And then on New Year's Day, my friend's family, they all put on brand new clothes, and they went out to see their family and friends and neighbors.
春节当天，我朋友的家人都穿上崭新的衣服，去拜访他们的朋友、邻居和家人。
They told me it was their custom to wear something new on New Year's Day to have a good start to the new year.
他们告诉我在春节穿新衣服是一种习俗，是为了新年有一个好的开始。
I didn't have any new clothes.
我没有任何新衣服。
At that time, I had a thick mustache on my face.
那时我脸上留着浓密的胡子。
So I shaved off my mustache.
所以那一天我刮掉了我的胡子。
Then I walked around on New Year's Day. I pointed to my face and I said, 新年快乐。
然后我四处走动，指着我的脸对其他人说新年快乐。
I thought I was hilarious.
我觉得我非常的滑稽。
But nobody laughed.
但是却没有人笑。
But the point is that both in China and America, New Year's Day is seen as a new start.
但重点是中国和美国的新年都被视为新的开始。
The lame beggar in Acts chapter 3 had a new start in his life.
使徒行传三章中的瘸腿乞丐在他的生活中也有了新的开始。
But it was not on New Year's Day. It was on the day that he met someone who introduced him Jesus.
但那天并不是新年，而是瘸腿乞丐遇到了把他介绍给耶稣基督的那个人的那天。
So, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, God made it clear to me that this passage in Acts chapter 3 was what he wanted me to preach about.
大约三四周以前，神清楚地告诉我，《使徒行传》三章中的这段经文是他想让我今天宣讲的。
However, I didn't know what God wanted me to say about Acts chapter 3.
但是我并不知道神想让我说什么。
I prayed for God to show me what to say, but still didn't know even about 1 week ago.
我祷告他告诉我该说什么，但直到一周以前我才有些许灵感。
I was shopping for Christmas gifts one evening a few days before Christmas.
圣诞节前几天的一个夜晚，我在进行圣诞采购。
I had finished shopping at Walmart and I was walking to my car in the parking lot.
我在沃尔玛买完东西，正走向我的车。
A beggar walked up to me and in the parking lot and he asked me for money.
一个乞丐在停车场向我走来，并向我要钱。
I wish I could tell you that one of the following things happened when he asked me for money.
我希望我能告诉你，当他找我要钱时，接下来发生了以下事情之一。
I wish I could say the Holy Spirit moved in my heart to show him God's love, and I took him out and bought him dinner.
我希望我说了，圣灵在我心中动工，向乞丐显明神的爱，然后我带他去买了晚餐。
But that's not what happened.
但事实并非如此。
I wish I could tell you I suddenly heard the Christmas bells ringing.And reminding me that God gave us the gift of His Son at Christmas.
我希望我可以告诉你，我突然听到了圣诞铃声的响起，提醒我神将他的儿子在圣诞节这一天送给我们作为礼物。
And the sound of those bells moved me to give this beggar a generous gift.
圣诞的铃声打动了我，我也给了这个可怜的乞丐一份慷慨的礼物。
But that's not what happened.
但事实并非如此。
I wish I could tell you I looked up into the sky and saw the stars shining.
我希望我可以告诉你，我仰望星空，看见了一颗闪亮的星。
And I listened to the stars, and they told me to give the poor beggar some money.
我听到了星星的话，他告诉我施舍一些钱给这个可怜的乞丐。
But that's not what happened.
但事实并非如此。
Instead of doing any of these things, I turned away.
我没有做任何的事，而是转身离开。
I said, sorry, and got into my car and drove away.
我 我说了声对不起，然后钻进我的车就开走了。
You see, I hate being panhandled by beggars.
你看，我讨厌被乞丐乞讨。
My office is on Green Street in Campus Town, and there are beggars on Green Street asking me for money all the time.
我的办公室在校园内的绿街上，绿街上总是有乞丐找我要钱。
I have lots of reasons why I don't like to give money to beggars, but my message today is not about giving to beggars.
我有许多理由去说明为什么我不喜欢给乞丐钱，但是我今天的信息并不是关于对乞丐的施舍。
Also, that's not the point of the verses we read in Acts chapter 3.
这也不是我们朗读《使徒行传》三章经文的重点。
The main idea of Acts chapter 3 is that God wants us to help those in need to a new start in life.
使徒行传三章一到十一节经文的主旨是神想让我们帮助那些需要开启新生活的人。
This passage is about how you and I can help other people who need Jesus.
这些经文是关于你和我如何帮助那些需要耶稣的人。
One time Jesus was askedWhat the greatest commandment in the Bible is.
有一次，耶稣被问到圣经中最伟大的诫律是什么。
Do you know what Jesus' answer was?
你们知道耶稣的回答是什么吗？
What did Jesus say is the greatest commandment? The first, the greatest commandment.
耶稣认为第一条最重要的诫律是什么？
Love God, right? Love God with all your heart.
全心全意的爱神。
Do you know what the second one is?
你们知道第二条是什么吗？
Love your neighbor as yourself.
第二条是爱人如己。
Someone near you may desperately need love.
你身边的某些人可能极其需要你的爱。
It might be a friend, a colleague, a neighbor, a relative, a student, or a classmate.
他可能是一个朋友、同事、邻居、亲戚、学生或者同学。
It may be the beggar on the street corner.
也有可能是街角的乞丐。
Maybe that person desperately needs Jesus.
也许那个人极度的需要耶稣。
And maybe you are the one God has chosen to introduce that person to Jesus.
也许你就是神所拣选的人，将他们介绍给耶稣。
Peter and John helped to change the lame beggar's life.
彼得和约翰帮助改变那个瘸腿乞丐的生活。
Maybe you can also help to change a life by a simple act of kindness.
所以你也可以通过一次简单的善举改变一个人的生命。
This passage shows us how we can make a difference in the lives of others.
这些经文告诉我们，我们可以如何改变他人的生活。
So step one is in Acts chapter 3 verse 1.
第一步，《使徒行传》三章一节。
Where were Peter and John going in this passage?
在这段经文中，彼得和约翰当时想去哪里呢？
Do you remember where they were going?
你们记得吗？
They were going to the temple to do what?
Pray.
Pray, right. Peter and John were going to the prayer meeting.
他们当时正要去祷告会。
Good things happen when you go to a prayer meeting.
所以当你去参加祷告会的时候，好的事情会发生。
We have a prayer meeting right here at CCCC on Saturday mornings at 7 a.m.
我们华人教会每周六早上七点在这里都有祷告会。
I don't go.
我没有参加。
I know I should go, but it's really early in the morning.
虽然我知道我应该参加，但是实在是太早了。
Don't judge me.I know I'm a hypocrite.
不要批判我，我知道我是一个伪善的人。
But at my old church, I went to the prayer meeting every week for 17 years.
但在我之前的教会里，十七年来，我每周都会去参加祷告会。
So I know that good things happen when you pray.
所以我知道，当你祷告的时候，好的事情会发生。
The problem is we don't pray.
但问题是，我们不祷告。
And when we do pray, it's usually for ourselves, and maybe a few prayers for our family.
当我们祷告的时候，大部分是为了我们自己，其中一些祷告可能是为了我们的家人。
When I see beggars on the street outside my office, I usually try my best to avoid them.
当我看到办公室外的乞丐时，我总是尝试回避他们。
But I realized I never pray for them.
但我意识到我从来没有为他们祷告。
The first step in helping someone in need is to pray for them.
帮助那些生活需要新起点人的第一步就是祷告。
Ask God to show you who needs Him, and then pray for them.
求问神，让他告诉你谁需要神，然后为这些人祷告。
I heard a preacher once ask the question, if one day God answered every one of your prayers, how many lives would be affected?
我曾经听一位讲员问过这样一个问题，如果有一天神回应了你每一个祷告，这会影响多少人生活？
I thought about who I usually pray for, and I realized that most of my prayers are for me, a few for my kids,maybe occasionally for my wife.
我想到我经常为谁祷告，意识到我大部分的祷告是为了我自己，有时是为了我的孩子，或许有一些是为了我的妻子。
So the answer to that preacher's question was, well, maybe four people would be affected if my prayer were answered.
所以我的回答是，差不多四个人，我的祷告会影响他们的生活。
That's pretty selfish prayer.
这是相当自私的祷告。
We need to ask God who to pray for and what to pray for.
我们需要问神为谁祷告以及祷告什么。
Don't pray selfishly.
不要自私的祷告。
Pray for those around you, all of them, and ask God who He wants you to show His love to.
为你周围所有人祷告，并问神他想让你向谁表达他的爱。
All right. Step two is to in Acts 2-5.Is to be attentive to the needs of others.
那么第二步呢，就是《使徒行传》三章二到五节，注意他人的需求。
One way to pray effectively is to pay attention to the needs of others.
有效祷告的一个方法是关注他人的需求。
Peter and John didn't do what I do when they saw the beggar.
彼得和约翰见到乞丐时，没有做我做的事情。
My first reaction to a beggar is.Don't look at him.
我对乞丐的第一反应是，别看他。
Don't make eye contact.
不要用眼神交流。
Avoid eye contact.
避免眼神交流。
I'm afraid that if he sees me looking at him, he will ask me for money.
我担心如果他看到我在看他，他会找我要钱。
So avoiding eye contact is what most people do to beggars.
所以避免眼神交流是大多数人会这么做的。
In fact, when undercover policemen want to watch an area, they dress up as homeless beggars and sit right out in the open on the street.
事实上，当卧底警察想要监视一片区域的时候，他们会乔装成无家可归的乞丐，然后坐在露天的街道上。
Why? Because nobody looks directly at homeless beggars.
为什么呢？因为没有人会直视乞丐。
People like me try very hard to ignore homeless beggars.
像我一样的人都非常努力地去忽视乞丐。
The undercover policeman can see and watch everything in that area without being noticed at all, because everybody tries very hard to ignore homeless beggars.
卧底警察可以在不被注意的情况下监视那个区域的所有事情，因为每一个人都非常努力地忽视无家可归的乞丐。
Peter and John did not ignore.
彼得和约翰没有忽视那个乞丐。
Verse 4 says, Peter looked straight at him, and John did too.
第四节经文说，彼得和约翰定睛看着他。
If I had been there, I would probably have said, No, Peter, don't look straight at him. Avoid eye contact. No eye contact.
如果我在那里，我可能会说，不要彼得，不要直视他，避免眼神交流，不要有眼神交流。
But Peter was no longer the stupid guy who always did and said the wrong things.
但彼得不再是那个总是说错话、做错事的笨蛋了。
He was the new Peter who had the Holy Spirit.
他是拥有圣灵的新彼得。
The Holy Spirit led him to be attentive to the needs of others around him.
圣灵引导他留意周围的人。
Seeing the beggar in need, Peter didn't ignore him. Peter spoke to the beggar.
看到那个乞丐需要帮助时，彼得没有忽视他，反而与乞丐说话。
This is my second rule about beggars. Never speak to the beggars.
这是我对乞丐的第二条准则，永远不要和乞丐说话。
Except to say no.
除了说不。
If I had been there, I probably would have said to Peter, No, Peter, don't talk to the beggar. Walk around the beggar like this.
如果我在那里，我可能会对彼得说，不，彼得，不要和乞丐说话，像这样绕着乞丐走。
And no eye contact.
不要有眼神交流。
But Peter treated the beggar like a human being because Peter saw him through God's eyes.
但是彼得对这个乞丐像对待一个人一样，因为彼得是通过神的眼睛看到他。
Let the Holy Spirit guide you to speak with someone around you who needs your help.
让圣灵引导你与周围需要你帮助的人交谈。
It doesn't have to be a beggar.
不需要，不仅仅是一个乞丐。
It could be anybody that's close to you.
可以是你周围任何一个人。
Often just talking with someone can make a huge difference in their lives.
通常仅仅与某人交谈就能让他们的生活发生巨大的变化。
Sometimes people just need someone to listen to them.
有时人们只是需要有人倾听。
All right, what's step three? It's in Acts 3, verse 6.
第三步，《使徒行传》三章六节。
Focus on what you can do, not on what you can't do.
关注到你能做什么，而不是你不能做什么。
When I see a beggar, I have all kinds of excuses why I can't or shouldn't give them money.
当我看到一个乞丐时，我有各种各样的好借口，为什么我不能或不应该给他们钱。
Here's some of my excuses.
以下是我的一些借口。
If I give the beggar money, he will spend it on drugs, alcohol, or cigarettes.
如果我给乞丐钱，他会把钱花在毒品、酒精或者香烟上。
Here's another reason. The beggar should get a job. If I give him money, he will never try to get a job.
另一个理由是，乞丐应该找份工作。如果我给他钱，他就永远不会去找工作。
Here's another reason. I already give lots of money to charities that help homeless people and poor people. I've given enough money.
第三个理由，我已经捐了很多钱给慈善机构，帮助流浪汉和穷人。我已经给了足够的钱。
Here's my last reason. If I give money away to beggars, I won't have enough money for myself and my family.
我最后一个理由，如果我把钱给了乞丐，我就没有足够的钱用在自己和家人身上。
But all of these reasons are just excuses why I don't help.
所有这些借口都是我不能帮助无家可归乞丐的理由。
But Peter, even though he didn't have money, did not focus on what he could not do.
彼得虽然没有钱，却不把心思放在不能做的事情上。
Instead, Peter focused on what he could do.
相反，彼得专注于他能做什么。
Peter says, "Look, I don't have any money to give you, but I'll give you what I do have."
彼得说，看呀。我没有钱给你，但我会把我所有的都给你。
What did Peter have to give?
彼得必须给予什么呢？
Well, it was not miraculous healing power.
这不是一种神奇的治愈力量。
Peter did not have miraculous healing power.
因为彼得没有神力。
Instead, Peter had complete faith in the one who does have miraculous healing power.
相反，彼得完全相信那位有神奇治愈能力的人。
Peter had faith in Jesus.
彼得对耶稣有信心。
When I look at homeless people, I see individuals who are not only homeless, but also hopeless.
当我看到流浪汉时，我看到不仅是无家可归的人，还有绝望的人。
I think to myself,These beggars, they can never accomplish anything good in life.
我对自己说，这些乞丐在生活中永远不会成就任何好事。
I have no faith that Jesus can change their lives.
我不相信耶稣能够改变他们的生活。
Unlike me, Peter had faith.
不像我，彼得有信心。
You ever look at a friend friend, a neighbor, a classmate, a colleague, or a student and think to yourself, that person will never come to a Bible study, so I'm not going to invite him or her.
你是否曾经看着你的朋友、邻居、同学、同事或者学生对自己说，那个人永远不会来查经，所以我也不会邀请他。
I think that all the time.
我一直都这么认为。
Even though I have lots of Chinese students in my classes, I never invite them to the Bible study.
虽然我课堂上有很多中国学生，但我从未邀请他们参加查经。
Now, you may have noticed that one of my students comes to the Bible study on Friday almost every week, and he's here today, Guo Hu.
你可能已经注意到我的一个学生郭虎，他几乎每周五都来参加查经。
But somebody else invited him, not me.
但是他是别人邀请的，不是我。
When we saw each other here at the Bible study, we were both very surprised.
当我们在查经班见到对方的时候，我们都非常吃惊。
But Peter didn't think that way about others. He had faith.
彼得并不这么认为，他有信心。
We need to remember that we don't need miraculous power to change somebody's life.
我们需要记住，我们并不需要神力来改变一个人的生活。
We only need faith to do what we can do.
我们只需要信心去做我们能做的事情。
What we can do is show love and kindness to others around us.
我们能做的就是向周围的人展现爱和善意。
And one way to do that is to invite them to the Bible study.
那么有一个方法就是邀请他们来参加查经。
Okay, step four is in Acts 3:7-10.
第四步，《使徒行传》三章七到十节。
Take action to see God act.
采取行动去看神的行为。
Peter broke all of my rules on how to ignore homeless beggars.
彼得打破了我关于如何忽视无家可归乞丐的所有规则。
My first rule, never look directly at homeless beggars.
我的第一条准则，永远不要直视乞丐。
Avoid eye contact, no eye contact.
避免眼神交流。
But Peter looked straight at the lame beggar.
彼得却直视那个瘸腿乞丐。
My second rule, never talk to beggars.
我的第二条准则，永远不要和乞丐说话。
But Peter said, look at us, which incidentally breaks my first rule.
但彼得却说：“你看我们，这样他的这一行为也打破了我的第一条准则。”
And my third rule, never, ever, ever touch beggars.
我的第三条准则，永远、永远、永远不要触碰乞丐。
But Peter took the lame beggar by the hand and helped him up.
彼得却拉着那个乞丐的手，并扶他起来。
Peter didn't just look at the beggar. He didn't just talk to the beggar.He acted and helped the beggar.
彼得不仅直视乞丐，而且还与他交谈，同时他还行动起来。
I realized that I need to do the same thing to address my problem with beggars.
我意识到我需要做同样的事情来改变我对乞丐的态度。
First, I went online to see what advice I could find about how helping homeless people.
首先，我上网查看我能找到哪些关于帮助流浪汉的建议。
Then I drove to the homeless shelter in Champaign.
然后我开车去了香槟的流浪者收容所。
I went inside and I told the people I needed advice on how I can help homeless people.
我进去告诉那里的人，我需要一些建议来帮助他。
I got information and pamphlets to give to homeless people.So they could know where to go to get free food and a warm place to sleep.
我把相关的信息和小册子送给了流浪汉，这样他们就知道去哪里找食物和温暖的地方睡觉。
Yeah, I got this information about the homeless shelter in Champaign.
我找到了关于香槟的这些流浪者收容所的一些信息。
So, then I went to McDonald's and I bought several.$5 McDonald's gift cards.
然后我去了麦当劳，买了几张五美金的礼卡。
So that when a homeless person asks me for money to get food, I don't have to give them money. I can give them the McDonald's gift card.
所以当一个流浪汉找我要钱买食物的时候，我不用给他钱，我直接给他们礼品卡就好了。
If you're really going to help somebody to start a new life, praying and talking to them is a good start, but you also have to act.
如果你真心想帮助别人开始新的生活，为他们祷告并与他们交谈是一个好的开始，但你也必须采取行动。
You never know when your small act of kindness will be just a helping hand the person needs to get back up on their feet.
你永远不知道你的小小善举什么时候会变成别人重新振作时的援助之手。
All right, step five is in Acts 3, verse 11.
第五步在《使徒行传》三章十一节。
Continue to provide support.
持续提供帮助。
The result of Peter's faith-based action was a miracle.
彼得基于信心的行动产生了一个奇迹。
The lame man began walking and jumping and praising God.
那个瘸子开始行走、跳跃，并且赞美神。
Can you imagine somebody coming into the church, walking and jumping and praising God? Praise God!
你能想象有一个人来到教会，一边行走，一边跳跃，一边赞美神吗？
And this beggar, he didn't walk and leap out the door and on down the road and go away.
但这个瘸子他没有离开。
He stayed with Peter and John.
他和彼得、约翰待在了一起。
Verse 11 says the beggar held on to Peter and John.
十一节经文说，那人拉着彼得和约翰。
The beggar still needed them, and so Peter and John supported him.
那个乞丐仍然需要他们，所以彼得和约翰支持了他。
When we help somebody, it doesn't end with one small act of kindness.
当我们帮助别人时，不会以一个善举为终止。
We need to continue to provide support and help.
我们需要持续提供支持和帮助。
And this is often the hardest part.
这实际上是最难的地方。
I'm not really showing God's love to a beggar if I say to him, okay, I'll give you a dollar if you promise never to talk to me again.
如果我对一个乞丐说，好吧，如果你答应不再跟我说话，我就给你一美元。这种方式并不能真正表达神对一个乞丐的爱。
The person at the homeless shelter told me that what homeless people really need is somebody to talk to them and treat them like human beings.
收容所的人告诉我，无家可归的人真正想要的是有人跟他们说话，像对待人一样的对待他们。
Same thing may be true about our friends or family. They just need somebody to talk to them.
同样的道理也适用于我们的家人和朋友，他们有时候仅仅需要我们与他们交流。
The man at the homeless shelter suggested, I just take a few minutes sometimes to get to know these homeless.
收容所的人建议我花几分钟去了解这些乞丐。
I was ashamed to admit that I never took the time to talk with any of the homeless people around my office. I'd seen them many times.
我必须羞愧地承认，我从来没有花时间与在我办公室周围见过很多面的流浪汉交谈。
But I never even asked the name.
我甚至也没有问过他们的名字。
So, in conclusion,I want to tell you my story.
最后我想告诉你们我的故事。
I want to give you an example about how I followed the steps in these verses to help another person change their life.
我想要告诉你们我如何通过上述的这些步骤去帮助那些需要帮助的人。
But I don't have a story like that.
但是我并没有这样的故事。
I've never had an amazing life-changing impact.
我从未对另一个人的生活产生过惊人的改变。
But that's all right. This message is not about how you can change somebody's life.
但这没关系，因为这次的信息并不是关于你能如何改变一个人的生活。
It's about how God can change somebody's life.
而是关于神如何改变一个人的生命。
And God can do this when several Christians do or say something that contributes.A new start in a life for a person.
当几个基督徒做了或者说了一些有助于这个人开启新生活的事情时，神就可以动工了。
So the story I can tell you is about how other people made a difference in my
所以我能告诉你们的是别人如何改变我的生活。
It started when somebody prayed for me.
这始于某个为我祷告的人。
I don't know who prayed for me.
我不知道这个人是谁。
Maybe it was my mom or my grandmother.
有可能是我的母亲或者是我的外祖母。
But I'm sure somebody prayed for me.
但我肯定有人为我祷告。
Then one day in 1985, I was walking across the quad at the university, and a stranger handed me a Bible study invitation.
1985年的一天，当我走过学校大草坪的时候，一个陌生人邀请我参加查经。
Again, I don't know who it was.
再一次，我不知道这个人是谁。
The person didn't talk to me.
这个人也没有跟我说话。
He or she just gave me an invitation to the Bible study.
他仅仅只是邀请我去参加校园查经活动。
And that first Bible study I went to, I don't remember who was leading it. Maybe it was Paul or Tom or Bill.
我甚至不记得我去的第一个查经班是谁带领的，可能是保罗、汤姆或者是比尔。
I know that those three guys actually. They reached out to me when I was there and made me feel welcome.
我知道这三个人曾经联系过我，而且让我在那里感觉很舒服。
They invited me to come back again next week and told me how glad they were that I was there.
他们希望我下次能够再次参加查经，并告诉我他们非常高兴我能来。
I met a couple of really nice guys after the Bible study, Ron and Kevin.
在查经之后，我也遇见了其他。特别好的人，比如说罗恩和凯文。
They were really friendly to me and made me feel welcome there.
他们非常的友善，让我觉得自己在那里很受欢迎。
So I decided to go back the next week.
所以我决定下周再去。
Everybody at that Bible study was very happy that I came back, and they made me feel comfortable.
每个人见到我都很开心，而且让我觉得很舒适。
A few weeks later.A guy named Jim came from California to preach the Bible study.
几周之后，一个叫吉姆的人从加州来到这里。
He preached a powerful message that touched my heart.
他讲了一个非常强有力的信心，触动了我的心。
He took the time after the Bible study to explain to me God's plan of salvation.
在查经之后，他花时间与我交谈，并解释神的救赎计划。
And he, Jim, also Bill and Tom.All three of them prayed with me after the Bible study to receive Christ as my Savior.
吉姆、比尔和汤姆都和我一起祷告，希望在查经之后我能接受基督为我救主。
Later, Tom and Bill continued to provide support for me. They invited me to live with them in their home.
后来，汤姆和比尔持续地为我提供帮助，他们邀请我去他们家住。
The point here is that.It was not one person's action that led to my new start in life as a Christian.
这里的重点呢，是每一个人的行为，并不是导致我作为基督徒新生活的开端。
It was a combination of many individuals' small acts of kindness.
而是许多人小善举的集合。
Similarly, I know that I'm not going to miraculously change a homeless beggar's life.
同样的，我知道我也不会奇迹般的改变一个无家可归乞丐的生活。
But maybe I can make a small contribution that will someday make a difference in that person's life.
但也许我可以做一些小贡献，有一天会使那个人的生活有所不同。
And if each one of us makes a small contribution, and if we trust God and ask Him to lead us, we may make a difference.
所以如果我们相信神，并且每个人都做出一些微小的贡献，我们可能真的是能够帮助到身边需要帮助的人。
You never know when your one small act of kindness may help somebody to start a new life in Christ.
你永远不知道什么时候你的一个小小善举可能会帮助别人在生活中有一个新的开始，在基督中也有一个新的开端。
I don't know if...I will ever do or say something that helps to change a person's life.
我不知道我是否会做或者说一些事情 来帮助改变一个人的生活。
But one thing I do know.
但有一件事情我是知道的。
The next time a homeless beggar asks me for money, I'll be ready to show him God's love.
下次当一个无家可归的乞丐找我要钱的时候，我将准备好向他显明神的爱。
Praise God.
感谢神。
感谢神赐下他的信息，当我们认识耶稣基督，当我们信靠耶稣基督的时候，我们心里充满了平安与喜乐。那么我们信靠耶稣，一方面在我们自己生命里面带来改变，另外一方面